You're listening to the MJ Show podcast, episode number 27. Well, hey there. Welcome back to the podcast, The MJ Show. I'm your host, Michelle Jameson, and I'm so glad to be here with you again for this week's episode, How to Think Yourself Young. If I had to sum up life's truths in regard to our bodies, aging, and youth, it would be that you are what you believe yourself to be. Old or young, energetic and eager, or the walking dead, everything about your body is simply an exterior reflection of how you feel inside. Today, I've got some secrets to share with you in hopes that a whole new world opens up before you. Before we dive in, though, this episode is brought to you by the Body by MJ Shop. Have you checked it out yet? It's an ever-growing library of ebooks, planners, guides, handbooks, and more to support and guide you on your healthy journey. Take a minute to browse and be sure to visit often as we are continuing to add publications. So head right over to michellejameson.com. That's michellejamison.com. Okay, let's dive into today's topic. Your thoughts, beliefs, and emotions have the power to age you or keep you youthful and healthy into your 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. Is aging normal and therefore we believe it? Or is it that because we believe it, it becomes normal? Today I've got some secrets to share with you, so let's dive in. In Roman times, one was considered old at about age 30. Wow, I can't imagine. The Romans looked as old at 30 as many people do now in their 60s. They simply accepted this as natural, and their perceptions trapped them in a short life. So how does this work? If enough people in a given society believe that it is hopeless to have good health after the age of, say, 30, then everyone else will consider it normal, and they won't even try to stay healthy after that age. The, quote, no, it's hopeless, so why bother, end quote. But staying healthy and young and vibrant after a certain age is not hopeless. Aging is a curable, preventable condition, not something to be considered natural. Calendar age and physical age need not have direct correlation with one another. There never was any such correlation to begin with. We're born at age zero, hit puberty around 13, start gaining sexual organ maturity in our mid-teens, and that's it. That's where the correlation ends. Whether you are 20, 30, 50, 80, 90, there is no difference other than how many presidential elections you were able to vote in. What we believe changes us, okay? So why aren't people living to be 150 or 200 or 300 years old? Easy. Most people believe that if it were possible for a person to live that long, then someone would have done it already. That holds about as much truth as any other statement that begins with the phrase, if it were possible. If you believe a thing, then you make it so, good or bad. If you believe aging is normal because no one stopped it before, then you will make it so for yourself. But if you are brave enough to admit to yourself that the reverse is also true, that just because no one has done it before does not make it inherently possible, then whole new worlds open up before you. Why not believe you can stay remarkably young well past 60 or even 70? Be daring about it. Imagine your 100th birthday with a 30-year-old face staring back at you in the mirror. Who's going to tell you otherwise? Is there someone reading your mind, ready to scoff at your imaginative thoughts? Nope, not last I checked. So, you're free to imagine or reimagine yourself. Why not assume you could be the first person to live past 300? I recommend countering those old, if it were possible, thoughts with, you never know what's possible until you try. I like to use the phrase every day. I use the phrase, anything can happen. Keep that thought in mind. Listen, the body is energy. Since we are domesticated into believing that a certain amount of aging is normal for given periods in our lives, these thought patterns have a subconscious effect on the physical part of our being. Kids and young people aren't thinking about aging, so they remain young. But older adults get to the point where they decide to act their age, and guess what happens? Much to their regret, they start looking old. Why does this happen? Our bodies are energy, enrobed in an electromagnetic field that is connected to the electromagnetic fields of the people and things around us. You might want to rewind that and hear it again. It's a mouthful, but it makes sense. Pulses of electrical signals flow through our nerves, constantly taking measure of ourselves and altering our biochemistry based on feedback and orders from the brain. The mind is pure energy, while the body, as matter, is simply concentrated energy. Taken as a whole, we are, each and every one of us, a self-aware energy field, able to alter our waveforms at will if we but believe we can do so. Our brains act as a central nexus of potentiality, like a routing station between what we want and what the universe and our bodies can provide. The literal truth here is that if we believe it, we can make it happen, within or without. In fact, altering our bodies should be the easiest thing of all, considering the proximity of mind to body. The mind and body actually are one. Any good martial arts teacher can tell you that to perform properly, the two must unite. Do you think a dancer could do all those leaps and spins if her mind wasn't in sync with her body? If her thoughts wander, then she could break a leg. There is growing support for the connection of mind and body in Western medicine as well. Ask any doctor if a patient who is on the brink will live or die, and the doctor will say, it's up to him now. Meaning that if the patient wants to live, then he will. Remember laughter therapy? Put a patient in a good mood and he stands a better chance than someone in a depressed mood. His state of mind affects how his body will survive because the two are but different aspects of the one single being. So, the mind can affect how well the body heals from a disease or a bodily malfunction. And is not aging just a series of diseases and bodily malfunctions? Interesting. Name one element of old age that cannot be explained in terms of disease or lack of maintenance. And again, the course of a disease can be altered by the mood of the patient. So that leads me to the next segment, mood matters. Our moods and our emotions actually program our bodies. Every emotion you have ever felt was accompanied by a release of hormones and biochemicals that, quick, in turn, had some sort of effect on the body. Good feelings result in a positive effect on your body, while negative feelings have a detrimental effect. If you want to test this, then just notice what your body feels like the next time you experience an intense emotion. When you're in a great mood, your body feels energized, able to do anything. When you're depressed, you can barely move or walk. Now, extend that to how mood affects the aging process and how young and vibrant you feel. It's not too big a leap now, is it? Ever see some guy who looks every bit the aged grump and who acts grouchy and angry? Now look at someone else who looks younger, but who you don't know isn't, and always has a smile and a good word. A lifetime of a sour mood can have its effects on a person. Stress hormones get released regardless of whether the stress is physical or psychological. Remain angry 24/7 and the effects will show. Be cheerful and a whole different set of hormones comes into play. I bet you can totally connect to that if you look at some pictures of yourself. I know for myself, I can see a picture a couple of years ago, let's say, and I'm like, oh, I immediately think to myself, oh, I remember, I look really happy, and I know why. I bet you could do the same. Consider two comedians, Bob Hope and George Burns. They dedicated their lives to keeping people happy, and guess what? They lived to be 100 years old. Their job came with the fringe benefit of a smile on their own faces. We all know an old, grumpy guy down the street who died of a heart attack before he turned 60. So mood matters. Look, I'm not saying to force a smile on your lips all the time, but find ways to honestly lift the burden that's turning your smile upside down. Are you thinking old? I've caught myself in this. You're not alone. When you think old, every action and movement you make will be subconsciously tempered by this feeling. Just as when you are feeling depressed and you can't seem to find the energy to do things, the same happens when you let yourself feel old. After all, if you feel old, then what are you doing? You're walking slower, putting less energy into your step, and slouching your posture because you don't care anymore. You're also accepting compromises you never would have accepted before. For instance, when you're young and get an ache in your leg, what do? You stretch it out and then move on. But when you're, quote, old, you just leave it to ache because stretching will do no good and it'll just, you know, come back again. When you're thinking old, you may act as if you don't have enough energy to be active and play. Listen, the energy is still there. You just aren't tapping into it. And if it's not being used, then the body will store that energy in your fat cells. So, you get fat and out of shape and simply accept that as normal aging. And then the extra weight can create problems with metabolism and physical structure, and you just attribute that to normal aging as well. Look, the truth is there's nothing normal about any of this. It's all in your mood, your thoughts, your attitude, and your perception of what is or isn't normal. One of the main keys to success in thinking yourself young is trusting that you can indeed manifest what you desire. So think this thought, manifesting youth like a restaurant order. Okay. In the book, The Point of Power, Peter Boxa discusses in detail the manifestation process he came up with called intend, declare, and detach. I'll leave a link in the show notes for this book as well. To do this, you have to be unattached to how and when an outcome will show itself. I know that's tough, but just hang in there with me. Instead, focus your thoughts as if you have already manifested the object of your desires while firmly planting your trust in the universe all the while. As Max Planck, winner of the Nobel Prize in 1918, said, "Anybody who has been seriously engaged in scientific work of any kind realizes that over the entrance to the gates of the Temple of Science are written the words, 'You must have faith.'" Interesting. Trusting the universe and allowing it to deliver to you can be tough, at least in the beginning. So let us use the analogy of temperamental waiters, like waiters in a restaurant. We're back to this restaurant analogy. So here we go. Suppose you visit your favorite place for dinner. Let us draw up a likely scenario of what happens. You go in, find a place, and are attended by a server with the menu. You return the smile and accept the menu. You are left alone in peace for ample time to decide your order. You think about ordering, say, a chicken and mushroom risotto with some red wine. You hear yourself saying Italian in your mind. Yum, I haven't had risotto in ages. I mean, in the last 7 days. Whatever. Risotto it shall be, you intend. When your server arrives, you declare, one chicken and mushroom risotto, and pepper it with some chili flakes on the top, please. Oh, and a glass of Cabernet will be good. That'll be all. Thank you. Sure, says the waiter. Thank you. Now you wait. You let your mind wander off. The woman at the adjoining table has bold red nail polish. The interior of the restaurant is inspired by the Victorian era. The music is soft, and the day at work was long. You detach. Before you know it, the server brings hot, steaming food and serves you with a smile. Love the smell. And the smile. You enjoy your food with great relish. It is a great evening. In that scenario, not once did you doubt that the food would come. In fact, you were very sure you would receive what you asked for. All right, now replace the word server with the word universe in this scenario. You'll get something like, the universe always delivers what you ask for. It does not question your order or barge in with its own list of favorites replacing yours. It does not judge. You do not have to worry about its efficiency. You trust the universe will do its job well. The theme Italian can be likened to good or bad events in general. For example, you can expect to look younger, be served the risotto. The placing of the order in the dialogue can be equated to your thoughts throughout the day. It is as if you are placing an order for the events in your life through your thoughts. Look, in reality, this is indeed what is happening suddenly behind the scenes, okay? The restaurant analogy is a perfect one. You are relaxed and certain about the order. So why not be certain of the universal delivery? Now imagine that the person serving you at the restaurant is temperamental. Sometimes she is too happy to serve you, while at other times she treats you as plain annoying. Do you think that can be true? Do you have a proven instance in which a server decided not to serve you just based on her whims or on some preset list of events? I'm pretty sure you don't. So why make the universe any different? Why do we have these weird ideas, such as the universe may or may not deliver our asking, or destiny is preset and against our will? When you ask, it is given. There are no exceptions to this universal truth. We are completely responsible for the conditions that surround our existence. We always have been, and we always will be. Remember, there are no accidents and no coincidences. We age the way we do because our thoughts are at the forefront of this manifestation. You are what you believe. Your power lies in the present alone. You can only observe in the present, so you can only create in the present. It is in the present moment that you can create change, alteration to your aging, to the past effects it has had on your body, to everything. Use the energy of your thoughts to reprogram the energy of your body, and its physical matter will fall into place accordingly. If I had to sum up life's truths in regard to our bodies, aging, and youth, it would be that you are what you believe yourself to be. Old or young, energetic and eager, or the walking dead. Everything about your body is simply an exterior reflection of how you feel inside. The body's biochemistry and electromagnetic field are there to support this, so make proper use of what you've got. So, my friends, find ways to reduce the stress in your life. Number one, pay attention to your moods. Attitude has everything to do with being young and with staying healthy. An active mind leads to a healthy body, and a healthy body is necessary for an active mind. It's a circular loop, but one you'll be pleased to get into. Think young, act young, and you'll be young. Set your intentions, declare behaviors that are in alignment with said intentions, and then have faith that the universe will deliver. Until next time, have a great day. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and share it with your friends. Congratulations on putting you first today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.